KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we've got part one of a three-part series on water. We're talking about private drinking water wells today. Now, the EPA does not regulate private drinking water wells. Many states and towns don't require sampling of private wells after installation. It is responsibility of the homeowner to maintain the safety of their water. Here's some information to help homeowners care for their private wells and protect their health. Private water wells are typically shallow, less than 200 feet deep. They're often constructed with solid steel or heavy plastic well casings with screens to allow water to enter. They often contain below-grade waterline connections to prevent freezing. Now, over 15 million U.S. households, approximately 15% of Americans, rely on private water wells for drinking water. Private water wells should be protected from contamination. If contaminated groundwater is consumed, it could cause illness. Groundwater contamination can come from many sources, including seepage through landfills, failed septic tanks, underground storage tanks, fertilizer and pesticides, and runoff from urban areas. If your family gets drinking water from a private well, do you know if your water is safe to drink? What health risks could you and your family face, and where can you go for help or advice? The EPA regulates public water systems. The EPA does not, however, have the authority to regulate private drinking water wells. Private water supplies are not subject to EPA standards, and some state and local governments do set rules to protect users of these wells. Unlike public drinking water systems, private wells do not have experts readily checking the water's source and its quality before it's sent to the tap. Households that use private wells must take special precautions to ensure the safety of their drinking water supplies. There's three types of private drinking water wells. Dug wells, there are holes in the ground dug by shovel or backhoe, and they're typically lined or cased with stones, brick, tile, or other material to prevent collapse. Because dug wells are typically shallow, approximately 10 to 30 feet deep, they have the highest contamination risk. Drain wells are hammered or hydraulically pushed into the ground and pull water from the water-saturated zone. Driven wells are also shallow, approximately 30 to 50 feet deep, and have a moderate to high risk of contamination from nearby land activities. Drilled wells are deeper, approximately 100 to 400 feet, and they typically have metal or plastic pipe casing which protects well water from sources of contamination. Drilled wells have a lower risk of contamination. However, no well can be assumed to be contamination-free. Proper well construction and continued maintenance are keys to safety of your water supply. The well should be located so rainwater flows away from it. Rainwater can pick up harmful bacteria and chemicals on the land's surface. If this water pools near your well, it can seep into it and potentially cause health problems. Water well drillers and pump well installers should be bonded and insured. Make certain your groundwater contractor is registered or licensed in your state, if required, and preferably certified. If your state does not have a licensing or registration program, you can visit the National Groundwater Association resources for private well owners to find certified water well contractors near you. The National Groundwater Association has a voluntary certification program for contractors. Some states use the association's exams as their test for licensing. To keep your well safe, be aware if any possible sources of contamination are nearby. Check with your local health department or environmental program for setback requirements. Possible sources of contamination could include septic tanks, livestock yards, silos, or septic leach fields, petroleum tanks, liquid tight manure storage, and fertilizer storage and handling, and manure stacks. Following tips are to keep your well safe, maintain your well, find problems early, correct them to protect your well's performance. Many homeowners tend to forget the value of a good maintenance until problems reach crisis level, and that can be expensive. Keep up-to-date records of well installation and repairs, plus pumping and water tests. Such records can help you spot changes and possible problems with your water system. If you have problems, find a local expert to check your well's construction and maintenance records. Protect your own well area. Be careful about storage and disposal of household and lawn care chemicals and waste. Best practice farmers and gardeners minimize the use of fertilizers and pesticides. Take steps to reduce erosion and prevent surface water runoff. Regularly check underground storage tanks that hold home heating oil, diesel, or gasoline. And make sure your well is protected from the wastes of livestock, pets, and wildlife. The first step for your health and the health of your family is learning about what may impact the quality of your source of drinking water. microorganisms or bacteria, viruses and parasites sometimes found in water. Shallow wells are at greater risk of contamination. Runoff or water flowing over the land surface may pick up contaminants from wildlife and soils. This often is the case after a flood. These organisms can cause a variety of illnesses. Radionuclides are radioactive elements such as uranium and radium. They may be present in underlying rock and underground water. Radon is a gas that is a natural product of the breakdown of uranium in the soil. It can also pose a threat. Radon is most dangerous when inhaled and contributes to lung cancer. Although soil is the primary source, using household water containing radon contributes to elevated indoor radon levels. Radon is less dangerous when consumed in water but remains a risk to health. Nitrates and nitrites are inorganic compounds, usually from human activities, may also be found naturally in groundwater. They come from the breakdown of nitrogen compounds such as fertilizers in the soil. High level of nitrates and nitrites in drinking water have a more significant health impact on formula-fed infants. Heavy metals occur naturally in underground and rocks and soils. Heavy metals from natural sources may be a concern in some areas, but are not often found in household wells at dangerous levels. Naturally occurring heavy metals include arsenic, cadmium, chromium, lead, selenium. Fluoride. High levels of fluoride occur naturally in some areas. They can contaminate private wells. Fluoride is helpful in preventing tooth decay. However, excessive consumption of fluoride can damage bone tissue. Too much fluoride can also cause tooth discoloration in young children. Contamination from human activity. Septic tanks are designed to have a leach field around them, an area where wastewater flows out of the tank. This wastewater can also move into groundwater. Bacteria and nitrates. These contaminants are found in human and animal waste. Septic tanks and large numbers of farm animals can also cause bacterial and nitrate pollution. Both septic systems and animal manures must be carefully managed to prevent private well contamination. Sanitary landfills and garbage dumps are also sources. Children and some adults are at risk when exposed to waterborne bacteria. These include the elderly and people whose immune systems are weak due to AIDS or treatments for cancer. Fertilizers can add to nitrate problems. And nitrates cause a health threat in very young infants called blue baby syndrome. This condition disrupts oxygen flow in the blood. Concentrated animal feeding operations. The number of CAFOs, often called factory farms, is growing. On these farms, thousands of animals are raised in a small space. The large amounts of animal waste manures from these farms can threaten water supplies. Strict and careful manure management is needed to prevent pathogen and nutrient problems in private wells. Salts from high levels of manures can also pollute groundwater. Heavy metals, activities such as mining and construction can release large amounts of heavy metals into nearby groundwater sources. Some older fruit orchards may contain high levels of arsenic, once used as a pesticide. At high levels, these metals pose a health risk. Fertilizers and pesticides. Farmers use fertilizers and pesticides that promote growth and reduce insect damage. These products are also used on golf courses and suburban lawns and gardens. The chemicals in these products may end up in the groundwater. The extent of contamination depends on the types and amounts of chemicals used and how they're applied. Local environmental conditions such as soil types, seasonal snow and rainfall also impact their contamination potential. Many fertilizers contain forms of nitrogen that can break down into harmful nitrates. This could add to other sources of nitrates. Some underground agriculture draining system collects fertilizers and pesticides. This polluted water can pose problems to groundwater and local streams and rivers. In addition, chemicals used to treat buildings and homes for termites and other pests may also pose a threat. Again, the possibility of problems depends on the amount and kind of chemicals. The types of soil and the amounts of water moving through the soil also play a role. Industrial products and waste. Many harmful chemicals are used widely in local business and industry. These can become drinking water pollutants if not well managed. The most common sources of such problems are local businesses, such as factories, industrial plants, and even small businesses as gas stations and dry cleaners, handle a variety of hazardous chemicals that need careful management. Spills and improper disposal of these chemicals or of industrial waste can threaten groundwater supplies. Leaking underground tanks and piping, petroleum products, chemicals, waste stored in underground storage tanks and pipes may end up in the groundwater. Tanks and piping leak if they're constructed or installed improperly. Steel tanks and piping corrode with age. Tanks are often found on farms. The possibility of leaking tanks is great on old abandoned farm sites. Farm tanks are exempt from the EPA's rules for petroleum and chemical tanks. Landfills and waste dumps. Modern landfills are designed to contain any leaking liquids, but floods can carry contaminants over the barriers. Older dump sites may have a wide variety of pollutants that can seep into groundwater. Household waste and proper disposal of many common products can pollute groundwater. These include cleaning solvents, used motor oil, paints, and paint thinners. Even soaps and detergents can harm drinking water. There's often a problem from faulty septic tanks and septic leaching fields. Lead and copper. Elevated concentrations of lead are rarely found in source water. Lead is commonly found in household plumbing materials. Homes built before 1986 are more likely to have lead pipes, fixtures, and solder. Lead can leach into water systems when these plumbing materials corrode. Your water's acidity or alkalinity greatly affects corrosion. Temperature and mineral content also affect how corrosive it is. Lead in drinking water can cause a variety of adverse health effects. Exposure to lead in drinking water can cause delays in physical and mental development in babies and children. Adults who drink this water over many years could develop kidney problems or high blood pressure. Water treatment chemicals. Improper handling of storage of water well treatment chemicals such as disinfectants or corrosion inhibitors close to your well can cause problems. For more information on private drinking water wells and to learn more, EPA.gov. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.